Well, we might as well.
Ow, might as well truck.
Here we go.
Go ahead
to the hotline.
And Mr. President, the radio is yours.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the President of the United States, Donald J. Trump.
Do we have you, sir?
Well, good morning, Texas.
Good morning.
The Donald.
And it is a great time for your weekly Trump date.
Yes, sir.
Trump date. That,
happy to have you here.
Texan in spirit. Texan,
yes,
in spirit.
Texan in spirit.
I suppose a little Cajun in spirit today. It is Mardi Gras, Tuesday,
yes.
Fat Tuesday. Of course, we can't call it that anymore now. Can't say the word fat.
Well, it
Fat Tuesday.
It is Fat Tuesday.
But we are happy to say that I have ordered Robert F. Kennedy Jr. to look into the state of our Tuesdays, and especially with the new Trump RX plans and this cheap medications and prescriptions. We will get Fat Tuesday on one of those GLP-1 medicines.
All
we
right.
will Wegovy it, and it will not be so big anymore, and it won't be a problem. We have people looking into that.
That's wonderful,
but
sir.
Good morning, Texas.
Yes,
I don't hear. Where's our girl? Where's our blue ribbon, Heather Lee?
She's back tomorrow, sir.
So great. You're a total loser. We just left with you.
Yes.
That's
today.
That's horrible.
Well, I'm sorry.
Especially since I have just signed up to be a charter member of the Heather Lee Is For Me fan club.
We're
starting that, and we have a chapter, MAGA chapter right there in the Westoplex. Heather Lee Is For Me.
It's not a real thing, sir.
Not like you, JB. Total loser.
Thank you, sir.
But I certainly trust that all Americans had a tremendous, truly wonderful, amazing President's Day yesterday.
Yes,
what an amazing President's Day. Me Day. It is a me day yesterday.
It's
many still celebrating it today. And you're welcome for your many wonderful deals on all of the mattresses that were yesterday.
Well, thank you.
Happy me day.
You're behind that. Very
it's
nice.
Really unfortunate that President's Day only comes once a year, isn't it?
I suppose.
Of course, they tell me, then other presidents, and speaking of total losers, did you?
Yes, there are other presidents.
Did you see what Obama said yesterday about aliens?
That they exist.
About aliens existing. He says, yes, I think aliens exist.
That's what he said.
That's what Obama said, old Barack.
Mm-hmm.
We have no proof, though. There is no proof.
What do you think about aliens?
Well, if there are aliens, we must do what, of course, we do.
Yeah.
And that is deport them.
Okay, well, that's a different kind
of... Deport them. Get them out of here.
All right. Well, okay, if they exist.
They may come in peace, but they will leave with ice.
Ouch.
Yes, they will. Total losers.
Okay. Well, all right, now we know.
Because we are all about winning here, and speaking of things that are both ice and winning,
okay,
we're not doing enough of that over there on ice or on the snow. Our U.S. Olympic team, they tell me, is not dominating. We are not number one in the medal count. We need more gold.
We're three.
We need more gold. We have lots of silver,
tons
of bronze,
which
is totally worthless. So I have instructed our U.S. Olympic teams now, either gold or rare earth minerals. That is it.
That's it.
All we're here for this point forward.
Gold or the minerals.
And what is this deal with curling?
Well,
I mean, are we just making this stuff up?
I think we are.
Do not
double
touch.
No double touch.
No double touch.
No, leave the stone alone.
And we have people looking into that. But go Team USA.
Go Team USA.
Go Team USA. And by the way, Team USA, if you don't win, you aren't coming back.
Okay.
Yes, we don't even have to deport you. We'll just leave you there.
That's unfortunate, really.
And this is why, again, we need Greenland, because we need to get better at these winter sports.
Okay,
so
now
we
that
have people
makes
looking
a
into
sense.
That. But we're very busy. We're always winning. And, of course,
yes, sir.
While some are still celebrating President's Day, I'm sure that's where Heather Lee is today.
Oh, no doubt. Yeah.
Many are celebrating the start of Mardi Gras.
Yes.
Mardi Gras.
Yeah.
And it's also the start of the Lunar New Year.
That is right.
China New Year. The Chinese New Year.
Correct. Yeah.
Which is Not as great as our New Year, but still celebrated in a lot of parts of the world.
Yeah, most of it, actually.
China, I think. New Year.
Yes, the Chinese
it's
New Year.
Just like our New Year, but 30 minutes after you celebrate it, you're ready to celebrate it again.
Hey, oh, there it
Chinese
is.
New Year.
Yes.
Of course, it will be heavily tariffed.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
So, Texas, have a great Mardi Gras.
There he is.
Hope you had a wonderful President's Day.
Thank you.
Get Heather Lee back in the studio
all right,
and on the show.
Back tomorrow.
And until next week, Texan in spirit.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Texas. Go Team USA.
The Donald.
MAGA.
Waking up with KB and Heather Lee.